Hey everybody, it's the Scare Master here. Just wanted to announce the winner of the Bloody Mary challenge. It's going to be real easy to decide who the winner is. There was only one person brave enough to do the challenge. Only one person was brave enough to do the Bloody Bones, Bloody Mary, whatever challenge. So, because only one person participated, that person wins a $10 gift certificate to the restaurant of their choice. It's that easy. Had there been two, you would have had a 50-50 chance. So hopefully you was just too chicken to do it. But hopefully we'll have some other challenges here for you. So tonight, it's going to be a short night. I know I say that all the time, but I promise you it will be tonight. A couple of things I want to talk about tonight. That we're going to be showcasing is Bigfoot. So y'all know I'm a big Bigfoot fan. I love Sasquatch. I love the Yeti. I love the Abominable Snowman, whatever you want to call him. The Hairy Man, you know, he goes by all kind of names. I got started enjoying Bigfoot when we lived in Columbia, South Carolina. And my Uncle Bubba, my dad's brother, used to come and stay with us a lot. A lot of our family members did. There was this movie theater that right down from our house that you could walk up to, and they had a bowling alley right next to it and everything in Columbia. It was an awesome place. Right next to it was like a little magic show. You could go there and watch magic shows and stuff. It was really cool. So how I got into Bigfoot and how I got into a lot of the cryptoid things was my Uncle Bubba. He took me up there. And we decided we was going to watch a movie. Well, little did I know the movie that we were going to be watching was about Bigfoot. I want to say this was either between 1976, 1978 maybe. We only lived in Columbia, I think, for 6 years. So I was born in 72 in Savannah. We moved a couple months later. My dad got a job at the railroad, CSX. So we had to go to Columbia so we could transfer. We used to go back and forth, but this was before 95 was built, and have to do all the back roads. It used to take us 4, sometimes 5 hours to get back and forth to Columbia, South Carolina. But every weekend, we go back and forth. So anyways, back to Bigfoot. So my uncle decides it'll be a great idea to take a 5 or 6 year old to go see this Bigfoot movie. Well, not only was I terrified, but I fell in love with Bigfoot. In the 70s, I don't know if you know it or not, but Leonard Nimoy used to have a show called, I can't remember it now, In Search Of. And he would always do these shows on like Bigfoot and everything. So when I was a kid, me and my Uncle Bubba would watch them. So we go and watch this Bigfoot movie, and it freaks me out. It's basically, I can't really remember the name of it. There's several of them that was in the 70s. Again, Bigfoot was real popular. I don't know if you remember the $6 million man, but he fought Bigfoot in one of the episodes. And Bigfoot was played by Andre the Giant, if y'all didn't know. If you've got that action figure now, it's worth a lot of money. So we watched a movie, it freaked me out, but then I became fascinated with it because it seems like I couldn't get enough of it. So I couldn't get enough of Bigfoot. So over the years, anything that dealt with Bigfoot, I was watching it. The Gimlin films, you know, California, that gave him the name of Bigfoot. Over the years, there's been all kind of Bigfoot movies. There's been some funny Bigfoot movies, there's been some cheesy ones, but there's been some really good ones. To me, the best one that wasn't scary, of course, was Harry and the Hendersons. I don't know if you remember Harry and the Hendersons. Anybody that's new, if we have any younger people out there, rent Harry and the Hendersons. It's a great movie. It's about Bigfoot. It's a really good, funny movie. Now, if you're into scary stuff about Bigfoot, I want to recommend two movies. The first one, to me, is the best. It's called Exists. Again, the movie is called Exists. It's about Bigfoot. It's really, really good. It's one of the best Bigfoot movies I've ever seen. The next Bigfoot movie that I can recommend, if you're looking for something to watch tonight on Netflix, I think it's Netflix, but anyways, it's on one of the channels there. You can't miss it. Exists. The second one is called Willow Creek. Believe it or not, Willow Creek, I don't know if y'all remember Bachet Goldwith. He used to be a nut, like this crazy comedian and everything, and he's real big into Bigfoot and stuff. But he created a movie, directed it, pretty much wrote it, everything, I believe. And it's called Willow Creek. Watch it. It's really, 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 really good. Almost as good as the movie exists, in my opinion. If you like Fear the Woods, if anybody's been watching that, I talk about that show a lot. Fear the Woods is really good. It's got a lot of Bigfoot stories in there. It's pretty cool. Now, how does this tie into Savannah, you say? Well, how does this tie in locally with Bigfoot? There's no Bigfoot around here. So, there's been some reports of a Bigfoot at Tybee Island. If you want to Google it, you're more than welcome to. I know the BFRO center that houses, that does all the Sasquatch sightings and things like that. They came and they did a show here in Savannah about the Bigfoot sightings that was done on in around Tybee. Just Google it if you want to check it out. I think it was the Finding Bigfoot episode that they did that. So talk to a lot of soldiers on Fort Stewart. There's a lot of stories from Fort Stewart soldiers that are always in the field out there. And there's also a lot of stories about Fort Stewart, a lot of hunters. I know when I was a teenager, when I was a kid, I used to go with my uncle Harold and my cousins, and we'd go hog hunting. And yeah, I'm telling on myself now, but I think what, statute of limitations is 7 years. So we used to sneak on Fort Stewart, and hunt hogs. And run dogs and everything, and man, we get a mess of them, and that was some fun back then, way back then, back when you got a slap on the wrist. Now I think they lock you up if they catch you out there doing that, especially hunting on there. But a lot of people, a lot of hunters say that they have witnessed some sort of Bigfoot type creature from Fort Stewart. Check it out. Google it. I'll be talking more about that as well as the Tybee Island sighting. Also, I don't know if y'all know what Butterbean Beach is. I call it the Redneck Riviera. That's where, people that don't want to go to Tybee, it's on the way to the landings. It's the second bridge going to Skidaway Island. You pull over on the right. You can put your boat in there at the dock, or either you can go down there and swim. I know when we were kids, we used to go down there all the time and swim. It was the best thing in the world. You know, we had, bologna sandwiches. You could get a thing of crystals. I think they were like a quarter a piece or cheaper than that, like 20 cents a piece back then. You get a bag of them, some Lay's potato chips. You'd hang out down at Butterbean Beach, you know, swimming and stuff. There's been sightings down there at Butterbean Beach in that area, back on the right-hand side and on the left. If you go underneath the bridge and you walk over to where that little island is over on the left, they used to have some Bigfoot sightings over there, I know, in the late 70s, early 80s and stuff. Google that. I know that besides Fort Stewart, Tybee, and Butterbean Beach, those are about the only places I know around locally that have any type of Sasquatch sightings or whatnot. A good show to watch if you're looking at it, of course, is the Finding Bigfoot show. Me and Moody likes watching that show because we do Sasquatch yells at one another, and I, you know, the cats, they love it. They think there's a... I think that was a werewolf. That wasn't quite a Sasquatch.
I forgot.
Yeah. So that was Moody's impression of trying to do a Sasquatch, but it sounded more like a...
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah. So Bigfoot, I love Bigfoot. I hope you do too. Again, congratulations to Sean Cochran. He was the only one that was brave enough to do the paranormal challenge of Bloody Bones, Bloody Mary, staring in the mirror and doing it. I want to give a shout out to everybody that's watching real quick. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Sorry, my finger got in the way. Let's see here. Let's see who we got online. Shout out to Moody. Shout out to my cousin Mark Waters Jr. Shout out to Jen Lynn. Shout out to my boy Ray Christian. Shout out to Nicole. Shout out to my cousin Crystal. What's up? You're going to be scared after you hear this story. Trina Reed, what's happening? My cousin Emmett, illustrious sir, buddy Grayson. I'm sure Lady Laura's sitting there watching, would you? Y'all probably doing, I know between Buddy and Laura, they're probably doing Sasquatch yells right now too. Hopefully Laura does a better Sasquatch impersonation than Moody does. But if she needs lessons, just let Moody know. She'll be glad to show how not to do a Sasquatch yell. Let's see here. Melanie Phillips. Thank you for lunch today. It was my compliments to the chef. It was great. The fried chicken from Kroger's, I believe. Let's see. Ange White. What is happening, girlfriend? Long time no see. Let's see. We got Joy Herndon. Hey, how you and the rest of the Haunt family doing? Hopefully soon we'll get together and do some stuff at the Haunt once this is all being good. Shannon Bell, what's going on? Tell Jimmy I said hello. Tell Boaz I said hello. And who?
Boaz's balls.
Yeah, you can't say that on there. She's talking about Boaz's.
He got neutered.
So, Buddy Grayson says, Sean wins. No way I'm doing that. Yeah, nobody did it. Nobody had the cojones to do it. Don't know why. Let's see. Joy says, the girls are watching. Hey, girls, what's going on? Watch some of the videos. I got to give a shout out to my homeboy, Chris Bragg. With Bragg Out Loud, he's the technical guru behind all this. He's the one that has put us out there everywhere, all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, all the podcast stations, Apple. I think we're getting on iHeartRadio soon or something. Any type of podcast that hosts, I think we're on. So he's been putting those up there. I don't think you can see on some of them, but you can hear. YouTube, we're on YouTube. We're on everything. Chris, real quick, so I don't have to call you after this. The camera came in today, so I'll get together with you tomorrow so we can charge it and get ready to do some spectacular stuff. Hey, Joy, yes, please tell the girls hello. I think Moody's watching. Joy says hello. Trevor Campbell, what's up, buddy? Says, hey, Scare Master, if you like watching anything paranormal, check out Nukes Top 5. A lot of good videos, and he's more open-minded and doesn't always say that it is paranormal. Sounds good. I will check it out definitely tonight. This one's going to be a quick one, guys. I don't really have a whole lot to talk about. It's Saturday night. I know you guys are busy and staying safe, but I wanted to give a shout-out to Sean. Thanks for, again, doing it. If nobody has seen it, maybe he just sent it privately. And if he did, with his permission, I'll share it with everybody. But he did it. So, Anna, what's going on? I'm glad you're watching. It was good to see Brother Robbie today for a few minutes. Bert, my boy Bert. That's my classmate. Class of 91. Go Knights. Can you believe next year it'll be 30 years I have graduated? Oh, my Lord. Me and you, Bert. Bert, I hope you're doing well, brother. I hope you're staying safe up there in Seattle. I haven't talked to you in a while, so hope you're enjoying the show. Please, everybody, like and share this podcast. Again, back to Chris Bragg. He's got a show that he does as well called Bragg Out Loud. It's really good. He pretty much does a lot of one-on-one interviews. He wants to do one with me, and I've agreed to it. There's going to be a lot of stuff on there you probably don't know about me. Yeah, they call me the Scare Master. They call me the Red Pimp. They call me... you name it, call me whatever you want. Just don't call me late to supper, as they say, I guess. So, there'll be a lot of things on there about me, a lot of things you probably don't know. I'm pretty much an open book. So there's no whole bards for me. Chris says, thanks for the shout out. We'll get together tomorrow. Sounds good. Brother Mike Braver, what's going on? Hope you're all enjoying the show. Please, I can't say this enough, like and share. The more views we get, the better it's going to be. We are not doing a winner of the $20 gift certificate to your choice yet due to we did not reach the 369 likes that we need. I think we're at 306 or something. So, as soon as we get it, I'll go live and I'll do it and we'll have some fun. Trevor, says, are you going to talk about the River Moon Brewery in the near future? Yes, I did email them, but I'm not sure with bars being open right now downtown. And the mayor, of course, I guess Governor Kemp has put a hold on bars opening, I think. I'm not sure if you're serving food or not or whatever. I did email them yesterday. I'm hoping to hear back from them, seeing if we can do something, go to the places where they're working on, where everybody talks about not wanting to work. So, yes, I will be discussing the Moon River Brewery. Now, you guys want to hear a story about the Moon River Brewery about myself? Now, this is kind of a funny one. So, I don't know if y'all know Greg Prophet. He is a haunted pup tour guy downtown. I believe he's Australian. He's got an Australian accent. He likes to have some drinks whenever he's doing his tour, so the week. It's called a haunted pup tour. I can't recommend it enough. It was awesome. If you want to do a haunted pub tour where you take some drinks and you'll go to the Colonial Cemetery, you'll go to 1790, you'll go all these places and have drinks. Pretty much you always end up, and I'm not sure now because it's been a while, but you always end up at Moon River Brewery. And he would have special permission for us to go downstairs, down in the basement where the, where they kept slaves and stuff and everything, real bad. You can feel the creepiness down there and everything. And he'll tell you some stories down there and everything. Well, there's this one cellar that they're in, and it's usually always locked. And it locks from the outside, not the inside, because they've had a lot of ghosts supposedly locking the doors down there when they're trying to, and they can't get in. And it's supposed to be open at all times or whatever. So it's weird, but the lock is on the outside of the door. So I've been on probably 20, 25 of Greg's tours. He don't even charge me anymore. I stay quiet. I don't take over anybody's tours. But he's pretty consistent. His stories really don't change, which I like, because you never know what you're going to get with some of these tours downtown on what they're going to tell you. So long story short is, we had been drinking for about 2 hours, me and them, and doing shots and stuff. And by the time you get to Moon River Brewery, you're feeling pretty good. You're feeling no pain. So we go downstairs. He's telling us a story, and he goes, and right through here is where everything is. And he walks in. my buddy looks at me and says, let's lock him in. I love a challenge. So of course we pull the door, lock it. And he's knocking on the door. Okay, mates or whatever, Okay, this is funny, let me out. That's my Australian accent. Good day, mate. Put another shrimp on the bobby. Let me out of this. He didn't say that, but he was pretty much like banging on the door. Like, okay, let me out. So we were like, let's go get another drink. So we're just going to go up and get a drink and come back and let him in, a couple minutes. Well, they were busy at the bar. So it was like 15 minutes later. And we go downstairs and let him out. And he was as white as a ghost and was about as sober as a preacher on Sunday, and wasn't too happy with us that we locked him in there. He said not so much that that he was mad at us, but that there was something in there like messing with his hat. He wears his weird hat when he does it and everything. And every time he would hold it and stuff, he felt like something was shoving him. True story. You can ask Greg about it. We ran up a little bar tab that night to make up for it, because he was pretty upset that we locked him in that room. We were coming right back, but we had to get a drink first. So that's my little, Moon River Brewery story. Let's see. Let's roll up here. Let's see. Joy says, you the man. No, you the woman. Cindy is watching. Thank you, Cindy. Glad. I hope my boy's watching with you. Reggie, what's going on? Y'all want, I think Reggie is doing tumblers. Reggie, I want to give you a shout out if you are. If you're looking for tumblers, I think there were some people on there looking for tumblers and things. I think he's making them. Hit him up. Reggie Dial, and he'll hook you up. Looks like Peter Paulicki. Peter, they run the Haunted Niles Haunted House. They are Shriners. They welcome all Shriners. I think there's a Shriners page that Peter is a part of. Hey, I'm trying to keep it spooky there, Brother Peter. But I would love to visit them, but they're in Washington, I believe, Peter. Correct me if I'm wrong. So they run a great haunt. You got to check it out, man. Check it out online. Check out their webpage and everything. Great actors, great makeup, costumes, great t-shirts, everything you got, man. They go all out. So great haunt. If you're up in that area there, check them out. There is my surgeon, Surgeon Selim, my Tijuana doctor who saved my life. If you are on the fence of having bariatric surgery, I highly recommend him. He will save your life, and it's a lot cheaper in Tijuana, Mexico. That's where I went.
Best care ever.
Best care ever. The cleanest hospital I've ever been in. Wait on your hand and foot. Couldn't ask for a better surgeon. He is awesome. Brother Kenny Gentry is there. Check out his podcast. He's got one up and about now. Let's see there. That's about it. I'm going to call it a night. I hope you're enjoying the show. Give a thumbs up if you like the show, because I do go scroll back and check things out. So just hit that little button right there, and a little thumb will pop up, and let me know that you're watching. Tiffany says, tell them about... Oh, yeah. All right, so one more real quick. So there's a place I used to go to for lunch all the time. I don't know if y'all remember, I used to post... these little $5 lunch meals I would find downtown. And then since I had the surgery, I couldn't eat as much. So a little $5 meal filled me right up. A lot of times I couldn't finish it. So there's a place downtown called Tondi's Tavern. It's awesome. Tondi's, as y'all know, is where a lot of our forefathers met, a lot of Freemasons as well. And it's where we started plotting against the British. And a lot of the Sons of the Revolution met downtown at these places and stuff. Tondi's Tavern is where they met. Is that the actual Tondi's Tavern where they met? No, but that's the name. It's called Tondi's Tavern. Anyways, they got great $5 lunch specials. So they had I used to talk to them all the time about ghosts, and that anytime I went anywhere, PS Tavern, it didn't matter where it was, I'd always say, hey, you know, got any spooky stories? And every now and then they would have one. So I was going to get the $5 lunch, and I was always went in there, and the young lady at the register said, hey, did they tell you what happened several years ago? You can Google this. And I said, no, what are you talking about? And they said, well, there was a fire at the front of the, and I'll post it. So when I'm done with this video, I will post that video. There was a fire, and it was like 2-3 in the morning or something, but it wasn't because of wires and whatnot, and they think it was the guy that used to own the place and all this stuff. So it was pretty spooky. So I said, no, I didn't know about it. About a month or two later, I'm going to the bathroom. And for y'all that don't know, I got to give a shout out to Megan Crosby. She came up with this term. It's called a spooky dookie. So anytime, you know, you're in the haunted house or you're by yourself or you're somewhere that's haunted and you go to the bathroom, it's called a spooky dookie. Yeah. So, I go there. I'm not going to take a spooky dookie. I am going to, just use a bathroom. And when I'm using the bathroom, I look up in the mirror and in the bottom left corner of my eye, I see like a shadow figure. And I just saw like feet, and I didn't think anything was there. So I left. Okay. Now I came back the next day because the $5 lunch specials they had were just awesome. I come back the next day and I was telling the waitress, I said, hey, I was in the bathroom. I said, and, I'm the only one in there. And I look at the bottom right side of the mirror and I saw like a shadow part, but all I saw was like the feet and stuff. And she said, yeah, you're not the first one. She's like, there's been people that see actual half bodies and stuff and whatnot. And it's like a dark figure. And I said, oh, really? I said, well, that's weird. So then the guy sitting across, they do these like food tours or something in there all the time. And the guy was eating like fish and grits. Oh, they got great fish and grits. Shrimp and grits. So he was like, hey, I overheard you that. Let me tell you the story that happened to me. So he says that he's been on the food tour a few times when he comes to Savannah, and he went to the bathroom, and he was washing his hands. But he said when he turned around, he saw a full-fledged dark figure. It didn't make out. It didn't look like a shadow. He said it was just like a black blob, like a blur. And he said it was only there for like 2 or 3 seconds and boom, gone. Like it just evaporated. So that's the spooky story I got for you on that one. I'll have more. Thank you again for everybody watching. Thank you, Richard Lindzen. Hope you're healing up. I know you just had knee surgery. Miss Colleen, Miss Fabulous, I know you're probably watching. You just had knee surgery as well. I hope you're doing well. Miss everybody at the Shrine. I miss everybody I used to work with. I miss everybody from lodges. I just miss everybody. Moody's over there. Moody, give a shout out.
Shout out.
Let's hear the Sasquatch yell one more time. All right, so new challenge, and you don't win anything here, but it'd be for fun. If you can do a Sasquatch yell, upload it, and then we'll do a vote and see who does the best Sasquatch yell. So upload the Savannah podcast, and we'll do a Sasquatch yell. Whoever does the best, I'll come up with something, maybe a little prize or something, but I'll give shout-outs to everybody. Lustrous Sir, thank you for watching. Thank you, Lady Laura. Yeah, that was a woof, yo. That wasn't. Everybody, please be safe. Be kind to one another. Don't text and drive. Wash those hands. Let's all save Halloween. And always remember, I hope to scare you there. Good night, Savannah. If I can cut it off.